Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show, everyone. I am Clayton Morris. On this channel, our goal is to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor or just investor in general, understanding these crazy, turbulent times that we live in. On this channel, I really want you to dive deeper into some of the things and strategies that we talk about here as it relates to real estate investing, tax strategies, understanding the benefits of buy and hold real estate, owning performing assets for cash flow, given obviously the news and the craziness that we're seeing in the market over the past 72 hours. It's going to get a lot worse, folks. Number of major analysts pointing to a boomerang market. So we're seeing this we're seeing this in our retirement accounts. And the sad part about this is that people who, you know, who aren't Wall Street mavens, who aren't working for major hedge funds, are the ones that are going to get slammed. It's going to be the average Americans who are left holding the bag, because all of these Wall Street players speculated, had all sorts of artificial money being propped up by the Federal Reserve, and now they're ditching these speculative assets and left with huge amounts of debt. And then, of course, the market collapses as a result of that. So let's just talk today about the really sad state of affairs about retirement in the United States. Let's talk about some of the statistics right here. So let's just right off the bat get into some of these numbers. I want to put these up here on the screen for you and just take some realistic steps here so we can try to set ourselves up for a quality retirement. So let's get into it. According to the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, look at this. This is their new report. The median retirement savings in the United States is as follows. I mean, Americans in their 20s have about $16,000. Americans in their 30s, about 45,000. In their 40s, 63,000. In their 50s, 73,000. If you're in your 60s, 117, or 70s, 172,000. Now, how does that compare to the average salary? Well, in 2021, the estimated median family income was just under $80,000. The estimated median income. And 71%, according to a study that just came out last week, 71% of Americans make an average of about $40,000 a year. 71% of Americans. So if the average median family income was just family income, right? Family in a household, $80,000. So if you've got that $172,000 saved up for retirement and you're used to living, just think about that, right? You're used to living on $80,000 a year. Okay. And if you happen to be one of these people who ends up having $172,000 in your 70s, that means you can afford to live in retirement for just over 2 years. Think about that for a second. That's the major problem with the way that we are taught to think about retirement in the United States. This is how we're taught to think of it, right? Work your whole life, work for somebody else, save up a little bit of a nest egg, then you retire and you're going to live off of that money for the rest of your life. I don't know about you, but if I'm living an $80,000 a year lifestyle from salary, paying for my mortgage, paying for my quality of life, and then that's all I have to live off is $172,000, it's not going to get you very far. You know, Susie Orman, love her or hate her, whatever your thoughts are on Susie Orman, she was asked a number of, last year, how much money would you need to have in retirement? And I think, you know, to live comfortably. And I think she said something between like $4 and $5 million to retire and live out the rest of your days. You know, people are living longer. And medicines in many ways are keeping people artificially alive for a lot longer. Well, you need a lot of money to continue to live for the rest of your life if you're thinking about a pile of cash. And so Susie Orman was right. Everyone was like, what is she talking about? When you get into the math, though, it comes down to this. It comes down to exactly this chart we just showed you. You know, if that's the average, that's what you're holding in your 70s. I'm talking your 70s. That means you're working until you are feeble, by the way, right? I mean, this is one of the things, of course, that Tim Ferriss talks about in his 4-Hour Work Week book. He talks about it was a real story. He talked about a friend one of his dad's friends, I guess, who, you know, worked his whole life and his whole goal was to retire with a certain amount of money so he could go off and enjoy his life. Well, he got to 72 or 67 years old, whatever it was. And his goal was, you know, travel the world and play tennis and just enjoy his life. Well, now he was in his 70s and his knees had given out, so he couldn't play tennis that he loved to do. He wanted to go hiking up big mountains and so forth, Machu Picchu and other things, and he couldn't do that because his knees didn't work anymore. So all of those things that he was working tirelessly for behind a desk, getting heart disease and cardiovascular issues, he finally retires and he lives like 3 more years and then he dies of a heart attack. Is that the life you want? You know, is that the life that you want to have at the end of this rainbow? Can we alter our way and our approach to thinking about retirement? So what is causing this mismatch between retirement savings and the reality of what it costs to retire? There are a few things that I want to talk about today, and I want to go through these things and some of the big mistakes that I want you to avoid. Number one, there is this over-reliance, of course, on the government, right? A dependence on Social Security, number one. This is a common mindset block for a lot of people, right? I'm going to be taken care of by Social Security. Do not depend on Social Security to carry your retirement. I mean, I wish this wasn't the case, but it is. The average Social Security check is around $1,600 per month or just under $20,000 per year. It's only meant as a way, just as a safety net, just as a protection. And even that's not good enough. I mean, even when we have a Social Security adjusted, a standard of living increase, it still is not keeping up with this massive rampant inflation. So it's wiped out. It's essentially not even existent when we get this cost of living increase. I have people writing me all the time, Clayton, do you know when the federal government's going to send out these cost of living increase Social Security checks, $1,400 checks? I'm a senior. I need this. It's just sad. Waiting. When is the government going to send me this little crappy check? Please focus on your retirement. Please focus on your retirement for yourself. Get the idea of the Social Security check out of your mind. I mean, and if you're able to receive these benefits, great. That's a nice little bonus. But where things are headed right now with a government that is $28 trillion in debt, which is artificially pumping $120 billion into Wall Street, where is this money going to come from? Where, and by the way, we're not even hardly spending a huge chunk of change on Social Security. When we look at the amount of outlays coming from the federal government, that's a chunk of it. But the most goes our military spending, and government employees and the size of government. But we're not going to pull back on the amount of money we spend on the U.S. military. That's going to continue to skyrocket. We're at an all new record right now of upwards of $760 billion a year for our military. But Social Security will fall by the wayside. That's going to be something that will collapse under its own weight, along with pensions and pension plans, which will also and are already collapsing. So you cannot rely on these things. Number two, I think there's a lack of financial education in the United States. Absolutely the case. And there's an overconfidence in a 401k. So these things, and by the way, these two things go together. The average 401k balance at retirement is less than $100,000. So if you've got a 401k plan and a company match, fine. Let that be a piece of your retirement plan. Again, it's free money, the company match, which are also going away. But if you happen to be one of those people that gets a company match plan, great, great. Take that free money. You have to be vested for a certain number of years. And also the matching stocks that you're going to get are very often going to be in the company you work for. So bear that in mind, but nevertheless, it's still free money. And so I'm not a financial advisor, but placing money into a retirement account, a 401k, up to that company match plan. Okay, fine. But it cannot and will not carry you through retirement. Many, many Americans have been sold the lie that a 401k is the answer to everything. And they don't realize that there are alternatives out there. Again, you're partnering with the government in a 401k plan. Think about that for a second. So on the one hand, you got Social Security. That's, you know, you're getting money from the government in a plan you paid into, which may or may not be there. 401k plan, you're partnering with the government on a retirement account. Since when has the government been a good advisor of your, you know, financial well-being? You're partnering with the government on a financial package. And once you start diving into the 401k and you realize, oh my God, how many fees are in this thing? You know, it's a vehicle to make Wall Street wealthy off of the fees that are inside of your 401k. Take a look at the website FeeX. FeeX, it's not an affiliate of ours or anything like that. I believe it's free as well. Kelly, you let me know in the chat. FeeX, I think it's feex.com. Go there and just go to that website, plug in your retirement account info, and that website will show you all of the hidden fees that you are paying in your retirement account that you don't even know about. It's going right out the door. It's going right to those financial advisors and Fidelity and whatever quote unquote fiduciary is involved in your retirement account. And again, I hate to harp on the 401k, but the 401k is a vehicle that was never meant to stand on its own. It was always meant to work in tandem with pension plans. That's it. It was never meant to stand on its own. Even the founder, the creator of the 401k says that it's failed in its mission. It was meant to work together with pension plans that are dying, gone. So a 401k, fine, a small part of your portfolio, but for so many Americans with a lack of financial education, they just think, oh, I'm working at this job. I'm in my 20s. I don't know. I heard I got this 401k I signed up for. That's good enough. Whatever. I don't need to think about it. When in actuality, if they actually put that money into a better vehicle or started investing it early in their 20s into real estate, into other vehicles that are performing for them, could be life-changing at a young age. If any of you are watching and have a younger person in your life, a younger niece or a nephew or something like that, show them this video. Give them this financial education. That could be one of the greatest gifts that you ever give somebody. Even if one of you shares this video with somebody in your family that could use this financial intelligence or financial education, that goes out there and picks up a book. This just like sparks a little light bulb in their head, you know, for a second. And they think, oh, I'm going to go read more about this. It could be life-changing for that person. Today's episode is brought to you by R Crowd. All around the world, tech companies are innovating, driving returns for investors. And R Crowd analyzes companies across the global private market, selecting those with the greatest growth potential and brings them to you. From personalized medicine to health tech, which is tackling the $60 billion global IVF and fertility treatment market right now, R Crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest when growth potential is greatest, which is early. You want to get in early. And R Crowd is the fastest growing venture capital investment community. R Crowd's accredited investors have already invested over $1 billion in growing tech companies. 21 of the portfolio companies right now are unicorn companies. And many of R Crowd's members have benefited from the over 40 IPOs or sale exits of portfolio companies. You can't beat that. Now you can invest in Future Family. It's a company who's providing millions of families with access to affordable treatment through buy now, pay later financing. Future Family powers 15% of the U.S.'s fertility clinics. Last year, they grew patients served by 300%. You can invest today at R Crowd. Invest in Future Family by going to rcrowd.com/Clayton. That's rcrowd.com/Clayton. You can join R Crowd for free and start investing in these companies right now. Again, rcrowd.com/Clayton. Join the fast-growing venture capital investment community at rcrowd.com/Clayton. So we have this lack of financial education in the United States. We're not taught anything in school on how to build and prepare for retirement. It's really, really sad. And then the third thing that I think is a huge mistake is that we're underestimating our retirement years. Sure, no one can predict how long they're going to live. I mean, there's a whole industry of actuaries that work for insurance companies that actually do predict how long you will live based on if you smoke, you know, are you overweight? Do you have visceral fat around your organs from being overweight? All of those things go into the actuary tables and they can figure out how long you're going to live. But you don't know, right? Some idea. But the problem is most people have no idea. And so what they do is they think they can agree that saving for a meager 2 years, or they think that I'm going to retire after, you know, when I'm in my 70s and all, I don't know, probably live for like 4 years after I retire. When they live for another 15, they have no money and they become a burden on their family. Now their family has to take care of them. their younger family has to take care of. No one wants that. You know, you don't want to be a burden on your kids. You want to be able to leave them legacy wealth, right? That's the goal. Be able to hand down a legacy, not the other way around. So it's, if you know, if any of this sounds like you, or if any piece of this sounds familiar to you, then we're going to talk about five steps that I think can help you better prepare for retirement. So five steps that I want to go through. Number one, set a realistic goal. You know, let's build out a retirement plan for you that is based on real numbers, not artificial numbers. Now, one thing you can do is go to our website and download our free financial freedom cheat sheet. It's totally free. Just go to Morris Invest. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, morrisinvest.com, and go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. But you'll see it on multiple pages, the freedom cheat sheet. Just download it. It's like three pages. It's a PDF. It'll help you put your numbers in place. It's very, very powerful. It'll show you how much money you need to come in every month to cover your monthly expenses. Because you can't just, people throw around artificial numbers all the time. You've got to know your numbers. Like, what does your family operate on? And then when you go through this freedom cheat sheet, you're going to find things that you can cut. Cancellations, subscriptions that you didn't even know you were paying for. Because what we teach you to do in the cheat sheet is to take an accounting of all of the areas you're spending money in your life. And we're going to show you the difference between those performing assets and expenses. At least it gives us a baseline. Okay. It's a baseline, a place for us to start. And then we can start to think about how we're going to build wealth. But we need to know those numbers. We need to know where we're starting from. That's how we can measure success. You know, what is measured is how we can grow. I think it's Perry Marshall that says, right? What is measured grows. I maybe have the exact quote wrong, but he's absolutely right about that. Like, how can you start to work on a project or build a project and grow when you don't even know where you were starting from? You know, like when we sat down at the beginning of this year to look at where we want to grow as a company over this year, we looked at every category. We knew our numbers and we knew what we hit from last year and where we grew and where we exceeded and then where we can go this coming year in every major category. Number two, you got to purchase performing assets, because you got to get away from the mindset of saving for a pile of cash or putting a pile of cash that you're going to live off of someday. You're going to have like some sort of a mountain of money. Again, I come back to this chart in this study about where average Americans in their 20s, $16,000 in savings. 70s, in their 70s, they have $172,000. So that's a pile of money. And again, if the average American has an $80,000 a year salary, then if you're in your 70s, that means you can basically live off of that for 2 years based on the lifestyle that you live. Your mortgage payments, the vacations you like to take, the food you're eating out, the movies you like to go to, all of that, right? All of that comes into this mix. So you've got to buy performing assets, because you had to know this one was coming up, right? I mean, this is what we're passionate about here at Morris Invest, is teaching people how to buy performing assets, assets that produce cash flow and provide a great tax shelter for you and your family. Having rental properties that put money in your account every single month is incredibly powerful, and it's so much more sustainable than a one-time balance in a 401k plan. And again, think about streams of income rather than piles of cash. And again, I would much rather have five rental properties producing, each of them producing, you know, $800 to $1,500 a month in cash flow, upwards of $4,000 or $5,000 a month in cash flow from these bag of rental properties that I have, than having a pile of artificial money in a 401k, which may get cut in half, may get slashed in half based on what the market is doing. And then it's a pile of cash that I have to live off of. And once that pile is gone, what am I going to do? Get another job when I'm 85 years old? Good luck with that. Number three, consider opening a self-directed IRA. Now, someone just recently wrote to me and said, I have this 401k. It's been sitting there. It's not, what should I do with it? And I said, look, I'm not a financial advisor, but if it's not doing anything, do you feel like you could absolutely, through financial education, operate that retirement account better than this crappy government 401k account that you have? Like, could you put that to work in a self-directed IRA? So it's still a retirement account, but now you have checkbook control. So you can buy real estate inside of this self-directed account. You can buy gold. You can buy precious metals. You could buy artwork if you want. You could lend the money out, right, as a promissory note with interest to other investors. Whatever you want to do, you have total control over that self-directed IRA. So, you know, a self-directed account puts the control in your hands, and it comes with a significant tax write-off. And by the way, it's protected from market crashes. So imagine having a 401k over here where you're invested in all kinds of crazy tech stocks or something, right? And then earnings season comes out right before your retirement and Microsoft goes in the toilet and all of these other companies. I'm saying that because it's earnings season this week. So we're going to have Microsoft earnings announcements after the close today. We have Apple earnings later this week. Well, what if you're heavily invested in those industries, right, and those businesses, and they tank through no fault of your own? Now your retirement account gets cut in half. Why would you want to have your retirement tied to something that Apple is doing? Because they didn't sell as many iPhones. Makes no sense. Like it's kind of crazy, actually, when you think about it. Like, your family's retirement is contingent on how well Microsoft sells their cloud services, or how many people sign up for Microsoft Word. It really is funny when you think about it, right? My family's retirement is tied to Coca-Cola. Like, how many people drink sugary drinks is going to be able to provide for me and my family? Like, it really makes no sense. A small part of your portfolio, fine. But again, your legacy tied to this is crazy. Instead, taking that 401k or that retirement vehicle and moving it over into a self-directed account. Again, it's tax-free, because you're not touching it until retirement age, but all of that, those assets that you're buying inside of that account, like a property, a rental property, can grow tax-free. Now all of that rent that's coming in grows in that account tax-free. So upon retirement, you're not paying anything on that. It's the beauty of a self-directed retirement account, not tied to this crazy stock market. Number four, seek out expert advice. You know, in the right places. Financial advice can go a lot of different ways, but I do not want you to get advice from any old financial advisor, because most of these financial advisors are looking out for their own pockets. They make money off of your investments, right? They make money off of you, your account. That's how this works. And very often these financial advisors, almost overwhelmingly, there was an expose about this. Like, they don't even invest in the stuff they tell you to invest in. They don't have the money to do it. They don't have any experience investing in the things that they are telling you to invest in. It's just their brokerage house, their house is telling them, hey, push this out to our clients. Push this out to our clients. And then these financial advisors make money off of what they tell you to invest in. And what do you know? You don't know any better, right? You're not educated financially about this. So you're like, okay, yeah, all right, that ETF sounds okay. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob, for the advice. Why do you think they spend millions of dollars on commercials? And why are they spending millions of dollars on television commercials? Makes no sense. If they didn't try to lure you in, right? They're spending millions to try to get you to come to work, you know, come to Fidelity, come to Schwab Advisors, all of the, all these advisors. We're going to manage your money for retirement. Yeah. That's why they spend millions on these ads, because they're going to make so much money off of your money. Ridiculous. So seeking expert advice. I mean, here are a few places you can find some tailored advice that has your best interests in mind. Wealthability. Okay. Our friends at Wealthability on the tax side, go to our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com, right at the top, we have a lower your taxes tab. Okay. It's right there on our website. And you can set up a phone call with our friends at Wealthability. They are the trusted tax team that we use personally, Natalie and I, and so many of our clients use, because they understand how to keep more of your own money in your pocket, pay less in taxes. And they understand real estate better than any tax team I've ever worked with. So get on the phone with them, have a free consultation with them, and free, talk to them, get an idea of what works for you and your family, and then go from there. Our team as well. If you book a call with our team at Morris Invest, we have a great team of trained self-directed IRA experts on our staff that works directly with our clients. Again, just having a phone call, you have nothing to lose. It's free. 30 minutes, jump on the phone with us and we'll spend that time helping you. You know, our thought is, look, maybe we can't help you. You know, maybe you won't work with us. You know, maybe you don't buy a rental property from us for 3 years or ever. That's great. But we can help you point you in the right direction. That's our mission at our team. That's what we believe in. And so we love it. That's what our team thrives on. And it's one of the reasons we're so passionate about this because, you know, let's say, one out of every 10 of you who speaks with our team ends up working with us on a rental property. Great. But the other 9 now have life-changing course of action that they can take to build wealth. Wonderful. Wonderful. Like you've just made a small change in your life. That's what our team thrives on. So book a call with our team. Just go to morrisinvest.com. Click on the book a call button. We'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes and we can point you in the right direction at the very least. And you have nothing to lose and it's free. And you know, you'll take up a half hour of time. I hope that you can schedule that out, but that'll be maybe the best 30 minutes you'll spend this year, I hope, for planning your wealth and your family's future. And 5, think about repositioning your money and your funds, okay? This might not be something you would have really thought about, but can you pull money out of stocks somewhere? What about a 401k that's just been sitting there doing nothing? Can you inquire as to what sort of penalties, tax penalties you might be facing to move it now and reposition it now, right? There's this idea that, oh my God, no, I have a 401k. I can't touch it until I'm 60. I'm here to tell you that's a lie. I've done it and many, many others have done it as well. Because again, if the 401k is predicated on this idea that we are going to retire later on a pile of cash of 401k. Again, I want to retire wealthier. I want to retire in a higher tax bracket, right? So I'm going to pay taxes on that 401k at some point. Why wouldn't I want to pay it now when I'm in a lower tax bracket? I'm not as wealthy today as I will be when I'm 70 or 60. I hope that I'm in a higher tax bracket then. So I'm going to pay taxes at some point on this quote unquote deferred tax vehicle. So think about how can I reposition some of this money? Again, maybe you left an old job. It's just sitting there. You have an old IRA that's sitting there doing nothing. I had one that was like had $24,000 in it from a job I had in Philadelphia. And it was just sitting there doing nothing. Well, I moved it into a self-directed IRA and I invested in real estate with it. And that $24,000 turned into cash flow. So think about those things. Maybe you can start small by paying off a high interest, you know, credit card debt now, or maybe lowering your overall expenses now, today. Again, all of this comes back to the Financial Freedom Cheat Sheet. I want you to download it. Again, it's totally free. Take a look at your balance sheet. Start thinking about how you can move money around to better serve you and your goals. Because again, it's all a numbers game, guys. And then once you just understand how the chess pieces work, that's the key to unlocking wealth. It's what it took for me, you know, to understand I got to stop buying liabilities. I got to start buying performing assets. I need to stop working tirelessly, waking up at 3 a.m. for somebody else and not having anything to show for it on my own side.